Today is Friday, the 16th of May, in the fourth week of Easter. The Kiev Chamber Choir sing In Thy Kingdom from 1,000 years of Ukrainian sacred music. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, We do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
What words stood out for you as you heard this passage? Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. I will take you to myself. What stood out most for you? Listen to the passage again and hold on to the words that speak most clearly to you. These are the words that Christ speaks to you today.
Jesus said to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Just say the words that spoke to you most clearly. Repeat them to yourself, gently and slowly, allowing them to sink deeper into your being, allowing the word of Christ, addressed to you personally, to touch the place within you that needs to receive these words. Repeat them gently and slowly. And now, from this place deep within you, say whatever emerges from your mind or heart. Speak with Christ and allow him to respond if he wishes. Thank you. and as you move into whatever remains of the day ahead, hold on to the words of Christ addressed to you today, and repeat them to yourself whenever you need to hear them. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.